Hey folks, you're listening to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie, episode 104. In this episode, we're going to work on getting balanced one step at a time.
Welcome to the Get Balanced Podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
First, I'd like to start off by saying thank you for listening. And thank you for following the Get Balanced Podcast, because we are in this all together, aren't we? We are constantly challenged and constantly trying to reassess, reflect, and think about where are we, what are our priorities in life, and how can we make some adjustments to our daily behaviors to put us in alignment with those priorities in life. And before I get into this educational podcast titled One Step at a Time, I would like to sincerely just thank you for listening and thank you for sharing your nice comments that I get on email. And it's truly an honor to be your host of the Get Balanced Podcast, as well as co-host with the Thursday edition with Chief Todd LaDuc with LifeScan Wellness Center. But let me jump right in here to this one is titled One Step at a Time. And what I'm talking about there is attaining balance, you know, because it can be a daunting task. It can be very challenging. I mean, we get challenges all the time, whether it is with time, whether it's with a lack of energy because we're working so hard, you know, the time conflicts. And so it is a daunting task, okay? But it is important to really understand that all we are really trying to do, we're not trying to get to perfection. We're simply working to get better, to get more balance. And let me step back, in case you're a first-time listener here, is that when I talk about work-life balance, what I'm really talking about is simply this. Are your daily behaviors in alignment with your priorities in life? Now, I'm not here to tell you what your priorities ought to be, but I do know from research, as well as doing workshop and training thousands of firefighters and law enforcement officers, health and wellness is always a top priority that people state, and also close family relationships. Now, everyone, or at least most that I meet, you know, they do want to be very, very successful in their careers, right? And they want to have successful families, and they want to be healthy, physical health, mental health, and so forth, right? So again, those are sort of universal priorities. And when I think about that, it takes me back to my dissertations that I completed a couple years ago. And that dissertation ended up producing a model called the Self-Care Flourished Living. And what the Flourished Living was about is that these five independent case studies, so I studied someone for well over a month, and they journaled, they did all kinds of stuff for me in all the different roles in their life. And what the model came out to be is that those that were most successful in their careers and with their families put their health and wellness first. And what I mean by that is that they planned out their exercise. They all exercised, right? They planned it out. They ate generally healthy. They tried to get the right amount of sleep. So they really worked on their physical care, but they also worked very much on their mental health, their psychological care. And they also talked about, we looked at their social wellness, right? Are you doing some things with people you enjoy, some friends, and also their spiritual wellness. Now, these case studies, they all used prayer and reading a spiritual passage or something like that, but they use that as their spiritual wellness. And that created this foundation for them to start their day, start their week, and to be very happy and to be very effective with, of course, in their career as well as with their families. Now, one of the big things that came out of this, since they all did this wellness or self-care in those different aspects from physical health, mental health, social health, and spiritual health, is that they had an abundance of positive spillover. And what I mean by that is that what we do in one role in our life, it can spill over into another role, and it can spill over either in a positive way or in a negative way. Now, for these five participants in this study, they had an abundance of positive spillover from all that self-care. And that's why in the model, that self-care is the foundation of effectiveness in all other areas of our life, more specifically with our career and our health and wellness, and our families. So that positive spillover, I'll give you a few examples. So if you exercise, you know that after you exercise, you might feel worn out a little bit, but throughout the day, you're going to have more energy, aren't you? You're going to think clearer. You're going to be more emotionally stable. So if you think about it, you are satisfying a physical need in one area of your life, and it's spilling over into a psychological need of being able to think clear, be creative, be emotionally stable, not get irritated as easily, right? So that's just satisfying that physical need. Now, in this study, they also, all five of them, they either prayed or read some type of scripture. They did something spiritual in the morning as well. And then that set, they all talked about how that gave them that sense of calmness and peace. Again, satisfying a need in the spiritual wellness, it was spilling over into that mental health area. And if they ate a nutritious meal, did not overeat, they had the energy, drinking water, staying hydrated, and all of that. Now, there's the other end of this spectrum too, right? And my biggest one for me is that if I eat too much for lunch, I drag all through the afternoon. So I know that I get negative spillover from eating too much at lunch. Now, this can cause a little bit of conflict in my home because my wife loves eating lunch. And on the weekends, she loves to eat a big lunch, or she'd love for me to take her out to eat. And for me, though, I always have negative spillover. So I just have to be very disciplined in what I eat. So when I talk about the title of this is One Step at a Time of How to Get More Balanced, it's really about setting a plan and reflecting a little bit. And what I would like for you to reflect on, so your call to action in this podcast is to reflect on where is your spillover? And what I would highly suggest you do is just take out a sheet of paper, draw a line down the middle of it, put positive on the left side, negative on the right, and just think about and just list, hey, where do you have positive spillover? And it's an interesting exercise if you get it down on paper so you can start listing and you can see it, see where you have the positive and see where you have the negative. And of course, when you do this, you can start looking at it and say, okay, wait a minute. Maybe you have some great positive spillover. You know what? Keep it going, right? Or maybe on the other hand, you have a lot of negative spillover. And then that's where I want you to assess and think about, okay, what can you do to lessen that negative spillover? And the goal, of course, would be to turn it into a positive spillover. So if you think about it, one thing though, I would like for you to work on is when you start thinking about that and making a plan. And the reason why I call this One Step at a Time is that I don't want you to try to bring it to perfection overnight. Okay. Let's look at, hey, we don't need to go from 0 to 100, right? Let's go from 0 to 10 and then 10 to 20. Let's step it up. And because as you know, I believe, if you've heard me before, is that we live in this all or nothing culture. And what I mean by that is it seems like
the culture is, it's like we have to be all in or we say screw it. But I want you to throw that out the window. I do not want you to behave or think that way. Get those thoughts out of your mind. Okay. We're looking for improvement one step at a time, because that is really the only way we can get somewhere. You know, if you perhaps have a little too much, if the scales, the number's a little higher than what you want it to be, or a lot higher than what you want it to be, you didn't get there overnight. Let's not think we can cut it off immediately, right? One step at a time. I'll tell you one thing that I learned when I was doing this dissertation that I mentioned. It was, I think it ended up being about 310 pages of a report. Okay, five chapters, 310 pages. Was it a daunting task? Absolutely. It took years to accomplish. But you know what? A friend of mine who is the chair of my dissertation committee, turned out to be, you know, we became friends as a chair since we spent so many years together working on this, is that he kept reiterating. He's like, Donnie, it's just a long research paper. That's all it is. And you break it down into parts. And of course, the old adage of, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And I started looking at that dissertation as the elephant. And that's all I did, is just one step at a time, got to do something. And that's what I am asking you when it comes to your work-life balance. Start thinking about, what can you do one step at a time? Is it something to do with health and wellness? Is it something to do with maybe taking your spouse out on a date? You know, if you want to start doing that, do you have to do it every single week to say that you are continuously, you know, having a steady date? No, right? Now, the reason why I bring up that date your spouse, because there's a marriage study out there that's been going on for years in the United States that says couples that routinely date, they are happier. This is what they report. They report that they are happier. They report that they have better communication, and they report that they are more intimate with each other. And I ask you, if you have a significant other or a spouse, who doesn't want that? Right? And when I'm in a workshop, I always like to ask people, okay, how many of you, raise your hand if you are dating your spouse on some routine basis? And honestly, not many hands go up in the air. And then I ask the question, how many of you dated your spouse before you got married? You know, of course, I'm playing and being silly with that. All of you did out there. Well, why did it stop? Well, we had children. We don't have a sitter. We don't, you know, all the different things, right? But you know what? If you want that close relationship, those type of things are important. They don't have to be long dates. Just spending that time together. Plan it out. Put it on the calendar. So, call to action, of course, one step at a time, as I mentioned earlier, about maybe identifying your spillover, the positive and negative, but also just reflecting on, in what areas of your life do you want some changes? As I mentioned, perhaps it's with your spouse. You want a closer relationship, spend more time together. Perhaps it's with your children. Perhaps it's with just one child, of, you know, if you have multiple. But whatever it is, just maybe jot some notes down. This doesn't have to be complicated, sophisticated, thorough. It doesn't have to be that. All you really need to do is open up the calendar on your phone or on your computer, wherever you keep your calendar. After you think about what is it that you want to begin to do, put it on your calendar, because I know you follow your calendar. Put it on your calendar and go get it done. And I promise you, it's all worth it. It is truly all worth living where your daily behaviors are in alignment with your priorities in life. All right, guys, that's all I have for today. And I look forward to more of this, more short educational podcast, as well as I look forward to having some great guests on here in the near future. Have a great week. Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast, and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.